When the warehouse workers gather, you know we gon' be lit. Talking about all matters, dropping that knowledge shit. Cause we get it started, heat the best way. Crack it open with the drink of the day. Then we got Nerd Corner, Josh spitting facts. All types of nerd stuff, all up in the act. But when it comes to females, you know who hit the scene. Ricardo letting you know how we do his thing. Yeah, cause this ain't just some chit chat. Nah, this the Warehouse Rats.
And we are back in action. Season 2, episode 14.
Ooh.
What?
I don't know what episode we were in.
We took a surprise break last week, and that was not planned. So we beg the forgiveness of our fans.
Yeah, and I think... I'm not trying to say it's going to happen more often, but I just feel like because our schedules are so fucked up that it's going to be tough sometimes.
I know the listeners can't see it, but I'm giving you the biggest stank eye. I might as well.
No, I say in my perspective.
Fuck your perspective.
Well, for anybody that doesn't know me, the name is Ricardo. I am one of the hosts.
I'm Josh. I'm the other host.
And
then we got Mr. Fluffer in the corner over here.
Micah.
Hello.
Good to have you, Micah. It's been an interesting last 2 weeks, man. What are we drinking today?
Okay, I wasn't ready. All right, so I wanted to celebrate your ethnicity in... borderline the most racist way I could. So minus showing up into the studio on a donkey and a sombrero what are they called? The
maracas.
Yeah, those things. Yes. Aside from doing that, I decided to get us some Modelo and Corona beer.
Now, brings me to a point that I was thinking about before. I mean, don't get me wrong, I really do like these. So. So cheers.
Cheers.
It brings me to a weird point that no matter how much you try to assimilate into the American society, try to enunciate properly, your skin will always give you off as a outsider.
Yeah, but your shoulders are just about as white as mine, though.
Okay. you said whiter. Okay, I thought you said whiter. I'm like, what is that?
Whiteness? White.
Okay.
Whiter.
You need to enunciate. I was like, what does that have to do with that thing? Okay. Fair enough. I mean, So typically, I don't like to be in the sun with my shirt off, so I'm lacking a little bit of pigmentation.
Can you show us your shoulders? Just one.
Dude, you flash your guns at work all the time, so come on, man. This isn't hard.
But I got a sweater on right now. I don't know if I'm ready for that right now.
I can unzip your coat.
I mean, you are the fluffer. You'd like to get your hands dirty, huh? How about later on?
I don't think we'll ever see him, Josh.
No, I don't think so either. Goodness gracious.
So, should we talk about the elephant in the room?
Well, sure.
We got the unfortunate news that a great leader... Kim Young Trump.
Whoa, no.
Is unfortunately infected. Or fortunately, depending on who you ask. But how do you feel about that, Micah?
Could go both ways. Do you guys really think he has coronavirus?
No.
Or is this like... a planned but media,
dude. I honestly
for what though?
Yeah, what benefit, right?
Yeah, like if all right, let's just say it is a hoax for some reason or another, what would that be?
I'll give you initially what I thought was the reason why he did it, if it's not true, right? So coming into work today, I had this
hypothesis.
There you go. as a tip of my tongue. So I had this hypothesis as to, this is even before I even seen any type of, like, you know, other weird shit that was going on, like, behind the scenes and Twitter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, I was like, he did so bad in the debate that he was like, you know what, we're going to make this up and say that I got the coronavirus. Because that way I don't have to debate him anymore.
Dude, nobody won that debate.
I didn't watch it, to be honest, but from the sounds of
I caught the highlights. Nobody won that debate.
It was
two angry old men bickering at each other.
Right, right.
I mean, but you just, and I could have gone up there and had a
more civil.
No, fuck no. I mean, but even so, you and I could have had a more coherent debate.
Okay.
Where, like, there was one bit that I saw where, like, he literally, like, tried to pull off, like, you could see it on his face that he wanted to say that's what she said. Like, there was a couple, like, the dude, the moderator, or whatever the fuck it is, asked Biden a question, and then just as Biden started talking, Trump just started going. And then the guy was like, Mr. President, can you let him finish? And he's like, he won't let anybody finish. And then, no joke, Trump was like, and like, just so he had this look on his face. I was like, dude, he's literally going that way. It's like, holy fuck. Oh, my God. It blew my mind. Oh, just see, you make me so nervous when you do that.
Oh my God. I can't do it with so,
okay, so you're missing the magic here, listeners. Ricardo is creatively trying to open up a beer with another beer that's upside down, and he just can't grip it.
I just can't get it under.
He's having a hard time gripping it.
I gotta teach him how to hold a shaft and touch a tip.
Oh.
This is like nail biting.
No, can't do it.
You just successfully shook another beer up. Fuck's sake.
I'll do it with this one though. So.
Okay.
Well, they have different circumferences, so they allow me to grip it correctly. Maybe.
Yep.
I said maybe.
Oh!
Now.
That's so awesome. Well done.
In my past, my forehead has taken a lot of.
What, you say your forehead?
Oh, yeah. You learn to move your fucking forehead when you pop it like that.
Oh, my God. That's magical.
It is. No, but I did. There were some different people who said that one, or potentially the reasons that he might have done this, if in fact he's not sick, is because he wants to get out of the spotlight for a little bit. You know what I mean? Because it might... Because,
get like a sympathy vote?
Yeah, something like that. Just because a lot of the things that he's actually doing right now, like I'm assuming that they're letting him, like, hey, I mean, your numbers are still the same. They really haven't really moved anymore.
Right.
And I don't think at this point anything will really move it either up or down. Right. His base is his base and vice versa with Biden. His base, or I don't want to say his base, but, you know, the people who...
It's all about that base.
touche. Now, I will say that it's kind of weird thinking that he's even capable of lying about this. Isn't that weird? But at this point, he's lied about a lot of stuff too.
Like, honestly, there's a part of me that is slightly convinced he could very well win again.
Oh, I had no doubt.
And I'm just like,
Yeah, I have no doubt. I think that, you know, I think that there's a lot of people that don't like him, but we'll vote for him just because they probably don't like Biden. Mm-hmm. But however, here in Michigan, I have seen at least the biggest difference between the last election and this election is that I have seen at least signage of Biden, where back in the day, like, or when Hillary Clinton was running. Bro, I literally probably saw like one or two at the most.
You're not driving through the right areas then.
Back in the day? Like,
no, I'm talking like within the past couple weeks, man.
No.
There's a couple of areas that I've driven through. It's Trump sign Trump sign after Trump sign. And like, we're talking like backwood kind of areas.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of a weird thing that I noticed. I mean, me being a traveler, because I am, you know, traveling a lot. I do see pockets here and there. You know what I mean, mm-hmm. It's literally weird because you'll see pockets of people like around that are Biden supporters. And, like, you'll see them like once in a while. You get a little Trump spread, you know, mm-hmm. through these Biden pockets and vice versa. You'll see a lot of Trump pockets with a little bit of Biden.
Do the sprinkled little, in, the sprinkled salt thing
sprinkled in there with the, you know. Yeah, but it's really weird. Yeah. How that shit works out.
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote yet, Mr. Mike? Go.
Yeah, I have a mail-in ballot. Still need to fill that out, but
you want me to fill it out for you?
Who are you voting for?
Kanye West.
If he was on the ballot, it's I'd probably...
Is that still a thing?
I think he's on there, isn't he?
Can't you, like, write in your thing?
I have no idea.
I thought you could, like, write one in if you didn't.
You could. From what I heard, you could. But it's pretty much, I mean...
Anybody, I'll vote for you, Ricardo.
No, don't vote for me because I don't want a fucking Secret Service on one.
Dude, that'd be hilarious. Just like if they show the polls, there's like a less than 1% Ricardo Alcaraz. And some people are like, who the fuck is that?
Just.
That'd be awesome.
No, I think it'd be, I think you can, from what I heard, write it in. But, I mean, if you vote for anybody else besides Trump or Biden, it's pretty much you're just tossing away your vote.
Yeah, or you're making sure that at least one less vote goes to either of those people if you don't want either of them.
Say that again?
Is this a whole other situation?
No. Just...
Okay, even if you don't want to vote for either of them, so if you want to go through another, you know, third party or whatever the fuck that stuff is, you can see it as throwing away your vote, or you can see it as making sure that both of them get one less vote.
Oh, okay.
Granted, one vote, right, at least in the grand scheme of things, honestly, I don't think fucking changes a thing.
That's kind of interesting to think about. It's really weird to think about.
Well, do you remember when Gore and Bush were going at it, and they had the whole issue with Florida where they made a recount like at least two different times?
Yeah,
that was like, I remember that being like a big old thing.
So oddly enough, I had watched a little not that long ago where they talk about how that election itself and how that Florida vote, I think it was, it's kind of weird how the media works, because I think at the end of the day, like, the media is the one that kind of decided in that sense. Like, they almost called it before it was actually, you know, all the counts were in, right, where they actually called it. So all of a sudden, all the other places had to call it. But, you know, it was really weird. I can't remember exactly what the exact details of it was, but it was really weird how that the media controls the
fake news.
I know, though. I mean, it was Fox, so I guess. But
but see, here's the thing, though. Like, before Trump, I knew the news always kind of, like, not fabricated, but definitely played with details. So, like, I always took stuff with a grain of salt and stuff like that, you know? But now, like, fake news is, like, a thing. Like, people, I've seen people who have, like, shirts that say hashtag fake news, and it's just like, why is, it's like, okay, so then we are not to take the word of any media outlet?
No,
except for, excuse me, Mr. Comb Over Cheeto Head, who, you know, who posts everything on Twitter and says all kinds of crazy shit. And it's like,
I think the thing that bothers me about the whole fake news stuff is So Fox News, right? So they're like the only ones that are supposed to be credible in a sense to a lot of, you know, our Republican friends. Uh-huh. And everybody else is wrong. So to me, that's just like fucking crazy, man. Like, it's right. Just like, how can you believe one source of media and not believe any other, you know, source at all? You know what I mean? It's just, I think it's like Fox.
There is else, only but. One newscaster that I will ever trust with my news.
Rob Burgundy?
No. Oh. And well, and sadly enough, he is no longer with us. Uh-huh. Peter Jennings. He was 6 o'clock ABC News. Mm. He was the shit. I remember growing up with his very strong, stern face every 6 o'clock. This is 6 o'clock news with Peter Jennings. And it's like, oh, yay! Something awesome is about to happen. 10 million died yesterday. And it's like, oh, damn. Peter, why?
I think the only one that I really trust is Ben Shapiro. I even got his book.
You're full of shit, right?
Yeah. I like that little voice.
He does have a surprisingly high-pitched
it's
voice.
It's really weird.
Oh, fuck. This is a twist off. Son of a bitch.
So, I'll open it for you. What are we going on for Nerd Corner? You got anything for Nerd Corner?
I do.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is going to go terribly.
Yeah, I got you, man.
All right.
I
got you. It's kind of already partially open. Okay, so. God, that's so fucking cool. Good job, buddy.
You're welcome.
So, 2 weeks ago, we, as a part of the Warehouse Rats podcast, launched a live stream gaming thing that happens in the morning.
Yes.
Last week. Or, no. This week. Yes, this week. We played a game called No Man's Sky. Okay? So, the premise of this game is your character basically comes to consciousness on a random planet, and you have to fix your ship and, you know, get off the ground. Now, for those non-gamers,
right.
Who, once you get off the ground in this game, you can get in your ship and take off from a planet-sized planet. So, like, your character is a one-to-one scale. Go ahead, Micah. So right there you have a very large game. You can go to these planets that are planet-sized according, at least in a ratio aspect to your playable character.
Right.
Okay? You had to pick the loudest thing ever. So, but then check this out. You have star systems. So when you go to this thing, it's like your galaxy map.
Mm.
When you look at it, there are these bits of light everywhere. So stars, essentially. Each one you can eventually go to that has its own set of planets to explore.
It's kind of like the Grand Theft Auto where you can just go to different...
But on a incredibly massive scale.
Right.
Like, unbelievably massive. So check this out. So, unbelievably, big arms. So, the game came out in 2016. And upon release... It's in your coat. Nope. There you go. Nope. You had it. Nope. 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 Up. Right there. Your fingers are on it. Hey. That was weird. Okay. But so the game came out in 2016 and it was terrible. It was so poorly received because a lot of the gamers felt like they were cheated on what they got. Mm. So it got to a point where the hate on this game was so bad, people were paying full price for this game just so they could destroy it in creative ways. So they were spending like 60 some odd bucks just so they could busted up. It was crazy. That's it was weird. Such a weird time. Now, this came from a studio called Hello Games, a real small studio, like max at one point, maybe 14 people.
Wow.
In England.
Is it related to Hello Kitty?
No, that's okay. Like Japanese.
That's racist.
It's accurate. Okay. So the way it was received, honestly, that small of a studio, I think would have been enough for them to be like, okay, game was a flop. Move on to the next one.
Right.
They have spent the last 4 years working on this game, continuously doing these very large and intense updates to make it the game they wanted to originally release. So, not this past week when we were playing, but last week they did a new update. And this was a kind of like, they called it the Origins update, which has a lot of ideas they wanted to have in it when it originally came out. And so it just blew my mind that 4 years after all of the garbage that they had to go through when it first came out, they're still working on it.
Right, wow.
Okay, so then, so my question to you guys is, when does something, because essentially when you work at a game studio, it's your job. Right. Yeah, you might like video games, you like working on them or whatever. But with something like this, which they even won an award for a labor of love, where they kept working on it, and people hated it. They were still working on it. They said, we love this game. So when does something stop being a job and starts being your passion? Where you may have started it as like, yeah, you know, this is how I get my paycheck, blah, blah, blah. But then when you realize it's like, okay, no, I have to keep working on this because this is something I love to do. And it's like, I have to keep doing it. Even though it's so obvious that it was so poorly received.
Well, I think that in that situation, I mean, the creators of this game, first of all, they got paid either way. Because if people were buying it just to, you know, buying it just to break it.
But see, here's the thing, though. Within the first month, a record amount of refunds were requested, and a lot of them were filled. There's a, excuse me. There's a, I don't know, it's not a program, but a service called Steam for PC gamers. They actually changed their refund policy because of this game. So it affected a lot of stuff just outside of just standard gaming stuff. It changed how games were exchanged back, or people got refunds and stuff like that. Like they changed that because of how poorly it was received. So many people felt like they got gypped because of how awful it was when it first came out.
So I think that first of all, if I was the creator, owner, or stockholder of this company, I would be like, you know what, I'll sell their final. That's my
nice.
That's how I was raised. I'll sell their final,
right?
No.
Well, what about the whole the customer is always right?
No.
Nice.
So, no, I think that, going to your original question, I think that it's one of those things that, as a creator, I think when you have those type of skills, you're able to kind of, I'm assuming that you're able to just go anywhere, pretty much anywhere and work, right? But if you have something that you're really passionate about, especially if you're a creator that has the freedom to, especially if you're working in a smaller company like that, where I'm assuming that there's not that much hierarchy or you know there's so much pressure to create this. I'm assuming that if you're working for like a bigger company, like I'm assuming like Sony maybe, or
yeah,
you know, where you had to come out with certain, right, you know, you got projects that you had to meet the deadlines or whatever. Mm-hmm. But with such a small company, I mean, you're going to have a little bit more freedom to not be under that deadline. So you're right, a little bit more passionate about that.
Well, that's another thing is a lot of folks feel like this little studio was getting a lot of pressure from Sony to release it before it was actually ready. Because it originally, the first trailer for it came out at E3, which is a big electronics convention that have, well, no, not this year, but usually every year it happens. Mm-hmm. They say it's for all electronics, but they really highlight video games for it. So the original trailer, if I remember correctly, came out 2013. And the way they projected the way the game was supposed to be, honestly, it was groundbreaking. It was so different and so artistic and interesting. So 3 years go by and very little information comes out about this game, and then it releases and then it's a huge flop. And the studio for a long time went quiet because they were like, what do we do? Like a couple of the people left. But the main guy, the guy who got a lot of hate for it is the lead developer, Sean Murray. Honestly, strikes me as one of the most down to earth guys. Any interview that I've seen with him, he's always got like a flannel shirt on and a scraggly beard. I'm like, honestly, he looks like somebody who would make a video, like even if he was broke, would still make a video game in his basement because it's what he loves.
Right.
And the coolest thing is, like, before the game came out, any interview, you could see the excitement he had about this game. Mm-hmm. This seems like something that he has dreamt about for forever. And honestly, the scale of this game still blows my mind how big it is. Because, like, when you start the game, it's technically a loading screen, but you're essentially like a first person perspective flying through space, and all these stars are going by you. You forget sometimes that each one of these stars that go by you is in fact a star you can visit as a player, which in this star, it has its own system of planets that you can explore.
Wow.
It's incredible.
See, I don't know if I would be able to play that game like that.
It's so much fun.
I just feel that if I'm more overwhelmed like that, like I got to have guidance, right? So if you don't tell me like, hey, you have to go, like, I guess I could take it back to like, maybe like Donkey Kong or Super Mario, where
nice.
Where you can't get past, you can't go to your next world until you pass this world. Well, I kind of like that.
Well, originally, when the game came out, the only kind of end game they told you about was your mission is to get to the center of that universe, mm-hmm. because there's one major center star that is your mission.
Right.
Now, a lot of people, when they played through it before a lot of the updates, what happened was they would get to the star, and then there was a moment where some weird stuff happened, but then like the game like reset itself, and then you were now in a completely different universe, mm-hmm. with the exact same mission.
Wow.
So people were like you had two sides. Some people were like, well, that's bullshit. Nothing happened. And then then you had other people like, oh, sweet, we can start all over. I thought it was garbage, but I mean,
wow.
But then they added story aspects. So there was more to why you had to get to the center of the universe and why other things were happening around you. But even now, they keep adding, like, one of the last streams we did was you can buy coordinates to go to a decommissioned big spaceship that's floating out in space, and you can explore it and find a whole bunch of stuff you can sell to make money and stuff, you know. So, but it was creepy. Like, I get there and the ship's all busted down, and so like you're out in space, so your character is slowly suffering from it being cold, so you have to keep on finding these little heat stations to warm yourself up. But then there are these like living sacks that like there's a heartbeat going from it. So if you destroy it, it like pops. But then all these like little bug aliens like sink into the floor. Oh man, it was fucked up. And so like it, but the fact that there's there's all this craziness going on, and you can go to different star systems and never truly visit the same. Like if you just kept going,
right,
you could definitely never visit the same star system twice. If you just decided to always go forward and never like jump back or anything like that, you would never visit the same star system twice.
That's crazy.
It's so unbelievably big. And the fact that's what she said. You son of a bitch. So again, it goes back to at some point for the whole studio, it stopped being about just making a game, but they were like, you know what? Something about the idea of this game is, you know, resonates so much with us that we have to just keep working on it. And they have for 4 fucking years, and they have made it in genuinely to a great game to play.
Mm. What do you think, Micah?
So this game was released in 2016. And when it was released, the consumer did not like it.
Oh, no.
When did it take off? Recently?
One of the first... Okay. You have your original core players who enjoyed the original version. I read an article within the past couple weeks about a guy who has not updated the game since it came out. So he's still playing the original version of the game.
That's funny.
Which kind of blows my mind. It's like no offense, dude, but it's like there wasn't anything to do. Like, you could jump from star system to star system and stuff like that, but it was always the same collection of planets. I mean, there was nothing to do. So you have those kind of people. The first major update. No. Second. Maybe. I know one of the first big things that changed it was when you could establish your own base and you could create your own base. That was a big thing. Everybody was like, oh, sweet. So then that added a whole different aspect. But within that, it added other stuff. So that added more and more interest for it. That one, I think it was probably the second major update where people really started to be like, okay, maybe they're going somewhere with this. And since then, every single update just built off the last one to make it that much more interesting. And it's still the same game, but for somebody who saw it come out at, you know, release, it genuinely looks like a completely different game. And it plays completely different.
To me, it sounds like a great marketing scheme to put this game on the map. Let's say it was a good game, right? Mm-hmm. To begin with. Right. Yeah, it would have big hype in the beginning, and then there's a huge challenge to like live up to that good game.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact it sucked, you can only go up.
Right. Mm. But here's the thing, though. Other... Hey. You son of a bitch. Damn it. We'll get to that in a minute. With other companies, they do one of two things. They will release these similar updates, but you'll have to pay for them. Or they'll have...
That's my question, I guess.
An online store. Like, one of the things they added was basically a social hub to where you can earn particular types of in-game currency to buy really cool stuff. One of the things I'm saving up for right now is what they call a living ship, which are super fucking cool. To get that currency, most other games would have made a store where you could spend real money to buy it. At no point has this studio done that. Mm. They have not charged for a single update. They have not made any kind of store so where you have to spend real money to buy in-game currency.
Wow.
So essentially, the only thing they have originally put out for money is the game. That's it. Which
now
blows my mind.
Do you think that there's like hidden advertising in the game at all?
For what?
I don't know. Fucking
Like Pepsi?
Something like that. I don't know.
No.
No?
Okay. No. No, it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
But
I just wonder how they're making their money, though. You know what I mean?
I don't know. That see, that's the thing. They unless they made a legit killing when the game first came out and they still have stuff from that, you know, good for them. I think what's happening is that the more they update the game, and they honestly don't show any sign of slowing down. It honestly sounds like if they can keep working on this game for as long as they can, they're going to. Mm. If they make this game into an amazing game, people are going to buy it. People will keep buying it. And I think just recently on the PlayStation Store, right, it just did a price drop. So for the last 4 years, it's been full price on the PlayStation Store, where if you go to GameStop, you can buy it for like $10.
Right.
So the fact that one way...
But I don't think they get any money for that, though, right?
For a sale of a game?
From GameStop?
Well, yeah, they get, I mean, granted, down to $10. No, they're not going to get much, but they're going to get something.
Well, I guess you have to buy it new, not like if it was already.
Even the new version, like, I think it was a month after I bought the original one. So, original price with tax is like $62 for a new game.
Jeez.
A month after this came out, the like me selling a brand new game back would have gotten me a good, you know, a decent amount of money. Right. They were gonna offer me $6.
Wow.
And I was like, are you fucking serious? And it had already dropped $30 in store new. So it was doing poorly when it first came out. Right. So the fact that they're in a way bringing more and more people in, like, mm-hmm. I didn't realize it, but I was flipping through my little game case that I got. I apparently own 2 copies of it.
What the hell?
Well, because...
See?
Check this out. Check this shit out. I bought it. I didn't like it. I sold it back. I heard they got a new update. I bought it again. I didn't like it. I sold it back. New update came. I think I've legit bought this game 4 different times. But each time it was cheaper than the last time.
Well, you're wondering how they're in business.
Yeah, it's just me.
Fuck that, Josh.
Right.
There's probably a.
You're welcome, Hello Games.
No, I think that. I mean, is there a possibility that this shop is kind of like a part-time shop, meaning that a lot of their creators are actually have like full-time jobs, but they work on this. I mean, I'm assuming that they originally. Possibly that they were there as a full-time gig, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it did so poorly that, like, even though, like, they wanted to stay on,
mm-hmm.
they say, you know what, we just can't afford this, or we can't afford to take a pay cut, blah, blah, blah. But we have this goal in mind, so we're going to just keep on doing our thing, but we're also going to jump on some other project with mm-hmm. some other, you know, just to make our money.
It's possible that particular detail, I don't know. But from what I can tell, I think the people who have stayed with the studio and kept going, that's something they weren't worried about. Again, back to my original question about when does it stop being a job and start being a passion, to where you don't care how much you're making from it. You just want to keep doing it because you love either the process or because if you think about it with an update, say one of the updates they did was the ability to find these broken down ships, and you get to explore them, but they're kind of spooky and weird and stuff like that. So if you think of like a group of guys, okay, or people, however you choose to identify, you get a group of people together and they're like, okay, so This is my idea. What do you think? And if you have the majority of the people go, fuck yeah, that's a great idea. Right. And then you get to spend that time making that idea come to life. And then that gets released as an update.
Right.
And people are like, oh, fuck yeah, that's awesome. You know, it's like that would, at least for me, that would make me want to start working on my next idea, you know? And it's
right. I think it just kind of like it gives the people energy to keep on you know,
going
pretty much, yeah. Right? So if you're surrounded by people, like-minded people, I mean, you're definitely going to feed off their positivity or their, you know, whatever their
right.
positive vibes.
For sure.
I mean, you can even say that for podcasting itself. Like, you know, we make pretty good money off of this podcast, except for Micah, but but at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we don't make enough to you know, live off of, but at the end of the day, we're still here, and you know, at least, you know, I enjoy it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And no matter what, I think we're going to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't say no matter what, but
I don't think we need to pay Mike. I mean, because he's got his snacks, he's good.
That's how I'm paying him.
snacks. Nice.
And I told him I kind of failed him a little bit because I didn't get what he wanted, but I couldn't find the ones he wanted. I mean, it's just
damn, dude.
Yeah.
Way not to fluff our fluffer.
I know, man.
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break, pay some bills, and and we'll be right back after this message from our sponsors, who I realize is actually us. All right, we'll be right back.
It's the Warehouse Rats. It's the Warehouse Rats.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back from break. Thank you for listening to the Warehouse Rats podcast. Now, switching gears a little bit from our natural nerd talk, step into some Brody talk. I know we're off break. We're talking about Brody, and let's just say that I saw her, and yeah, that made my day.
<Da-dun>. What?
Finito.
No, wait, is that it?
That's it. That's all I have, Brody talk.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. No, so today's topic, okay, today's topic is brought to you by the movie The Great Farewell. The Great Farewell. Is that what it is? Yeah. So, you know, that class that I'm kind of taking a little bit. What I mean a little bit is like I should have been doing a little bit. Bit better, but I'm not.
Isn't it just like watching movies and then talking about it?
Yeah, pretty much. But
so you have a hard time doing that?
No. I've been super busy. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but I have a different podcast as well. Go to submitpodcast.com. Well, no, I only
what?
I don't have a webpage.
You have a website?
I don't have a website.
Jesus Christ.
Go to submitpodcast on Instagram and Facebook. But before then,
What does that stand for?
Sober Mind, Intoxicated Tongue Podcast.
Ooh. Oh.
No, but before then, go to make sure to go to the Warehouse Rats Facebook page and Instagram.
And Twitter.
And Twitter. Oh, hey. I do have a Twitter too.
And we're on Twitch as well.
Oh yeah, Twitch. I don't have a Twitch.
Well, that's where we do all of our live streaming.
Yeah. So don't forget to go there and show us some love.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I brought my coffee, but it could have been like Sand Hill Coffee.
I know. I actually just got my newest order of Sand Hill Coffee just recently.
You know what we should do? We should have Phil back and see what he's going, what's going on with him.
Oh, for sure.
Ooh.
We should. We Phil. Should tell him he should design a. Coffee bean after the Warehouse Rats.
How cool would that be?
I'd buy the shit out of
Me
it.
Me too. I would. At least with the logo.
We'll make it happen. Cool. Phil.
Phil.
We're coming for you. I mean that in a good way, not a bad way.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. But, shit. Okay, so let me give you a little context as to what this movie was about, the last one that I had to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I watched, you know, I have a hard time watching movies with subtitles. Now, this had a little bit of subtitles. A lot of subtitles.
Like the whole movie?
No, not the whole movie. So, the premise behind the movie is this Asian American or Chinese American family, right? So, they get the unfortunate news that the mom or the elderly mom that lives in China got lung cancer, right? And so the family decides to go back. So like I think the daughter and, you know, the the husband decided to go back to China. I could be wrong on exactly the relations, but you know, that's neither here nor there. They decided to go back to China just to take care of the mom for a little bit. And the way they did it was kind of weird because, I don't know if you know this, but in China, they have this thing. I think it's a cultural thing, which I never knew. I'm going to drop some knowledge on you guys. In China, if you have an elderly parent, you typically, now I can say, I mean, I'm pretty sure that things have changed, you know, because they do all the time. Typically, they didn't. They used to not tell them that they had anything wrong with them. Like for example, like in this situation, she had lung cancer, but they never told her that they that she had lung cancer, right?
Oh,
I know, right?
It's just that's messed up.
It is a little bit, but it's a cultural thing, which is I don't know.
Fuck, it's still messed up.
Right. That hold your thoughts for them, please, please. Hold your thoughts or your response, I said.
Sorry.
So the way they decide, Micah. Don't go to sleep yet. He's getting comfortable with it. He's like, man,
you want me to get you a blanket? You alright, buddy?
No, granted, we've all been working 10 hours except for this guy and that guy.
I haven't been told it.
So they all decide to go back to China, right, for 2 weeks. And the way that they decide to do this is like they're going to throw a big ass party because the son or the elderly, the Chinese grandma, the grandson was going to get married. And it was
So for clarification, they weren't throwing a party because she had lung cancer.
No. Okay. I mean, yes and no. So it was like one less. It was going to be one last gathering with all the family, celebrating kind of her life, but without her knowing it's going to be for her. It was, but it was supposed to be for the son that, well, it was supposed to be for a wedding, but in reality, they were actually getting together one last time because I think they had actually figured out, or at least the doctors had told the family that, hey, she literally only has about 6 months to live. So, you know, if you want to see her last time, you know, and this is the way that they kind of came up with the idea of like, hey, how about we throw a party and get all the family, like all the, you know, all the brothers and sisters, nephews, blah, 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 together and kind of celebrate her life a little bit or, you know. So, the one of the main characters, which is the granddaughter of, you know, the grandma, the dying grandma, they tell her not to go because unfortunately she's the type of person that she just can't hold back her emotions. So they were afraid that she was going to ruin it for everybody.
Like she would be like overly sad.
Yeah.
And stuff like
yeah.
That.
Yep. So she was held back, but eventually she ended up going to China anyway. So now there was a little bit of resentment towards some of the family there because a lot of the brothers and sisters became naturalized Americans, right? But the original, some of the people that stayed with her, with the grandma, had a little resentment towards a lot of the brothers and sisters because they were, you know, once they went to America, they never really went back. So it was like, well, damn, it's like now that you're trying to make all these not decisions, but now you're trying to be nice and, you know, family oriented when you were never there for my, you know, the
right.
Mom or whatever. Long story longer. well, supposedly,
I'm lost.
So, okay, bullet points. Asian grandma's dying.
Yes.
She doesn't know it.
Yes.
They throw a party, but disguise it as a party for the guy getting married.
Yes.
But the gal from America can't get her shit together, so she basically pulls a Rachel from Friends, but not, you know, in love kind of thing.
Sure.
I got the bullet points. I don't understand the synopsis, but I will try hard with my mind to follow.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, so they're all... Micah, pay attention here. So, they're all there, you know, the grandma is like actually like one of the head people as far as like actually throwing a party for the grandson.
So she's like taking care of her own death party? I mean, that's fucked up.
I mean, I guess if you look at it, like,
that's messed up, dude.
Well, she's in a sense, like, she's really like, that's one of the things I didn't like about the movie is because they make it seem like she's really not that sick. She's sick where she's definitely has lung cancer because that's, you know, what the doctors had said, mm-hmm. had told her. But she's not as sick as, like, you can't visibly see it. And she's super, like, energetic and trying to, you know, get this party, together. And she's, like, the one that's supposed to be, like, the, I don't know what you would call it, like, the main person of
getting guest of honor.
I don't know. What are you going to call it? But, long story longer.
Again.
This party goes down and...
Does she die at the party?
No, she does not die at the party.
That'd be a terrible party. I know.
One thing that I don't know for sure is, like, there's a lot of guests, and I don't know if all the guests knew that she was dying. I think they were legit just thinking that the son was actually getting married. Huh. Or the grandson was actually getting
married. Was he not getting married?
He wasn't getting married.
He didn't even know.
I mean, he didn't even
they
know.
They lied?
They didn't even know each other.
Dude, this movie sounds so fucked up.
I know. Try to watch it with subtitles. he wasn't really. So the weird part about it is because I see the grandson, he was American as well.
Right.
Chinese American. And then, like, the bride was Japanese.
Oh,
I know, which is even
God forbid. I don't know.
Well, that made it even more interesting because it was like it added another element to the whole family. It was just really weird, the dynamics of it, you know what I mean? And it added to the mysterious as to why they were going to get married so soon, as you know, like, I don't know. That's besides the point.
Shut up. That's beside the point. I think it sounds like a pretty important point.
So, long story longer. after the wedding, the Chinese American girl, Michael, wake up.
It's not the Japanese chick?
No.
Does she even exist?
She does, but not.
But they're not getting married.
They got married.
Did he know about it?
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So
That's besides the point. Okay.
What is the point?
I'm getting to the point, but you keep interrupting me. Okay.
What?
Okay. So, it gets me to my question, right? So my question would be, if you were in that situation,
which one?
Hold on.
Am I dying? Do I have cancer? Am I getting married to a Japanese chick?
Yes. No. If you had a elderly family member,
mm-hmm.
would you hide the fact that they are sick, or would you let them know that, hey, you know what?
How would they not know? Like, here's the thing. If for a doctor to legally say, yes, she has lung cancer, there would have to have been some kind of a test run on her. So she would have at some point have had to go to the hospital, given some kind of a DNA sample so they could run it to find out that she has cancer.
Right, right.
I mean, if some guy's like, yeah, she's got a pretty heavy cough, she's got to have lung cancer. I mean, you know.
Well, they actually, during this. She goes to the hospital again. Actually, she kind of relapses a little bit, but the doctor. I won't say relapse, but she does have a. She goes through this little situation where she goes to the hospital because she does have this severe cough again,
uh-huh.
because obviously she has lung cancer, right? But one of the things that the doctor actually tells her, because all this time it's such a cultural thing where it's like even the doctor's in it. Where he never tells her that she has lung cancer. One of the things that he made up is like they had to switch to her antibiotics or some shit like that. It was really weird how they really like really lied to her.
That's kind of fucked up.
But it's a cultural thing though, so it's not. I mean,
is it a cultural thing?
I don't know, but that's what they said.
Or is it a movie thing?
I think it might be a cultural thing. So one of the things
they don't tell the old people that they're dying of terminal. Illness when they're dying of terminal illness.
I might have to look it up a little bit more, but I think it's it might be like an old school type of mentality where...
Well, they used to wrap their feet, but they don't do that anymore. Well, maybe they do.
They wrap their feet?
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, that was a whole thing where they would, at very young ages, they would wrap their feet in, females' feet in cloth to make their feet appear smaller. So at some point, their feet would stop growing at a certain size. So if you had very small feet, you were very desirable.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I just, well, fuck, oh, fuck, what movie was it? There was a movie called, End of the Sixth Happiness or something like that. Some kind of, where this American, no, was she American or was she British?
British.
Something like, anyway, she went to China on like a missionary thing and legit, she was there and then she was like, oh, you know, why is this girl's feet wrapped? And she unwrapped their feet and that was a huge thing. So this woman who had had her feet wrapped her entire life and was in her like 60s, she wanted her feet unwrapped. And she's like, no, the pain would kill her. But it was a whole big thing. And it was based on a true story, too.
No, I think that there's, I mean, there, I believe that there's some truth to it, though. Because, you know, if you look at Chinese history, it really does go back. It dates back to a lot of, I mean, centuries and centuries back where there's so much tradition throughout. Mm-hmm. So just to know that this is a little, you know, little piece of their culture. I can see how that could be a thing where they try. Yeah. The reason that they say in the movie is because they try to make sure that if they, you know, once they do pass away, that they pass away in peace, knowing that they're. I mean, I guess it's hard to say that, you know, that they're. I'm assuming that they would figure out eventually, like, hey, there's something really wrong with me when I'm fucking dying, you know. But
yeah. So maybe like. Because you think about it, like when people are told they're dying or you will have this much time to live, they either go to, or at least I assume they go to one extreme or the other. They either go to the extreme of, okay, I'm going to live every day
like it's my last.
It's my last and do all this stuff. Or they go into like a deep depression, like, oh no, I'm dying, you know, which I've never been told I'm dying, so I can't really relate.
You're dying, bro.
Oh, fuck. So I mean, it's like, I kind of get it. So like, hey, not live every day like it's your last, but just live.
I guess it goes back to like the, I guess the, what would it be like the whole thing of if you, the elderly living, the last moments, not in depression. I mean, cause obviously if you know they're going to die. You're definitely gonna be depressed and sad, you know. So why live in that your last moments like that, though?
So maybe it's cultural and potentially a religious thing.
I wouldn't say religious because Chinese are technically, but culturally they lost a lot of religion aspect. More of a culture than a religion. Hmm.
Or is their culture based in religion?
No, because so let me educate you because I took a class in the Far East, right? And I watched a lot of YouTube.
So like California? Oh no, that's West. That's West. Fine. Well, let me keep going east. You'll eventually get it.
No, they say that religion was lost a long time ago. Not a long time ago, but. Right around the 50s and 60s because of Communist China. So Communist China was like they wanted to really abolish religion because they wanted the Communist Party to be the religion, kind of like in Korea, North Korea, where you don't see religion in North Korea. I mean, you probably do see a little bit, but very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Where your religion, your God is, you know, that little Kim Jong-un, Neil.
Kimmy June? I know what you're talking about.
So that's pretty much the guy. And I think it kind of goes in the same concept. Mm. Now it's a little bit different where it probably is. Maybe we'll come back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that there's a lot of religion that wasn't lost. Like a lot of, what are they called? The monks? You know, monks? I'm assuming
like they have monks. Like the Shaolin monks?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what they are. But, yeah.
They always end up being like super badass fighters.
Yeah, okay.
You don't watch kung fu movies?
Yes, I do. Mostly on PH, but that's different. Micah, what are your thoughts on this?
Okay.
Do you have questions?
I have a lot of questions.
Well, go ahead.
Not sure where to start.
Start from the beginning, man.
Okay. I'm going to try and dial this back a little bit. So we're talking about an East Asian film.
I don't know if it's East Asian, okay, but it's Asian. Chinese. Is it like American, Chinese? I don't know what it is.
And the main question we're trying to answer is, if you are terminally ill, would you like to know?
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, that could be
part or
that's if part, you're the that's part B.
The family. Yeah. Should you tell?
Yeah. Should your family, like your elderly family. Or would you rather them not know and die in peace in this and maybe?
But who are we to decide? Who is and is not at peace with their life. Say they said, hey, sorry, Granny, you got 6 months left to live because you got lung cancer.
Right.
She'd be like, oh, all
right.
Right. What if that had no bearing on her life whatsoever and she just lived her life out? Who's to say that?
So what would telling Granny about lung cancer, what would it, it shouldn't have a, if it wouldn't, if you know that it won't impact her, then why would you tell her, you know?
Just so she doesn't go through the extra of, oh my God, there might be something wrong with me, but nobody's telling me.
Right.
Because, like, honestly, like, I've gone through shit like that where, like, I was having major, not major, but definitely, like, life interrupting some, like, health issues. And right. I kept going to a multiple doctor, like, hey, this is what's going on.
Right.
And they're like, oh. Okay, I have no idea what it is, but let's give you this. And it's like, oh, okay, and that didn't work, and right. I went to somebody else, and they're like, hey, it sounds like this, but that was completely different than the last person. And they said, hey, or take this, you know. So the idea of not knowing what's wrong with you.
No, I don't mean to interrupt you here.
But, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. But I think there's a difference, though, behind your story and elderly, right? So mm-hmm. when you're elderly... I guess it could go either way, but if you're elderly,
do you just not care?
It's not that you don't care, but when you're younger, you definitely want to know what's wrong with you because you're not supposed to be sick. You're not supposed to feel you're at your prime, so you're not.
But when you get older, life is more precious, so you'd want to be more a part of it. So you'd want to be as healthy as you can be.
It is, but if you notice about your, I don't know about you, but me, I'm falling apart over here. But I'm getting older, right?
I'm older than you are.
And it hurts to get up in the morning, right?
Well, stop watching so much porn, you'd be fine.
Damn.
I know, those cramps, man. Those are the worst. I mean, you gotta stop.
You gotta stop somewhere.
What hurts, Ricardo?
Everything.
Everything.
I think he's doing it wrong.
And be honest here.
Honest, not specific.
My legs.
Oh. Your entire... League.
My tripod.
Oh God.
What else hurts, Ricardo?
Oh,
my wrist.
My soul.
My heart.
Are you being honest here?
No.
I think he is. Don't tell him.
No, but anyways, going back to the movie.
Which movie?
The Farewell. Farewell. The
Great Farewell. Is that what it was called? The Great Farewell?
Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
10 different plots in one movie.
Sorry. Well, at the very end, sorry, I had a sneeze.
Did she die?
That's the funny part, because...
How is that funny?
Well, no, not funny. The ironic thing is that
she didn't have cancer.
She didn't die.
She was actually a completely different person.
No, she did. I think she did have cancer, but she didn't die. I mean, she did. I think she died like 6 or 10 years later or something like that.
Jesus. You have 6 months left to live. 10 years later.
Yeah.
That's some of a bitch doctor.
Yeah. So it's a little weird. That Chinese girl or the Chinese American girl stayed back and was there for a little bit. So it was cool.
So, okay, hang on. So, did the grandson and the Japanese chick get married?
So,
like, did they plan to get married and they just kind of...
No, no. So,
So, did they just find some random Japanese chick and say, hey, do you like our Chinese guy? He didn't get married.
I don't recall how they met, to
be honest. It'll bring honor to your family.
That's Catholic.
Oh, shit. I don't...
I don't remember how they met, but they definitely did not plan that wedding. It was the wedding itself was strictly just for the family to get together, family and friends that are the closest to the grandma. Hmm. So it was like one less farewell. I mean, that's kind of the whole premise behind the movie or the whole It was really interesting. I mean, just to think about how different that culture is or was, you know, depending if it's still practiced that. I'm only assuming that's, you know, there's people who still would probably do that. I know, like, in my situation, like, with my dad, even my grandpa and my grandma, you know, my dad has always known, like, what's wrong with them. Like, we would always be, like, you know, generally speaking, we would always be upfront with them. Like, hey, you know, you got this, and this.
Right.
Because it's not...
Well, I mean, again, that comes back to, like... An original thought was, why would you not tell them that they have this or that wrong with them?
I don't know. I think it's something that we as non-Asian people will probably just don't understand. I mean, they say it's just a cultural. It's a very... It's a tradition, I'm assuming. You know, right. I mean? It's kind of like, I don't know if you know this, but like... I don't know, like in India, like if you hold hands, if you're a guy...
You motherfucker!
It's totally natural. There's nothing gay about it. Okay.
Oh my god.
Damn, I stuck that bitch in there good.
You son of a bitch. I wasn't ready for it.
Micah, did you know that in India, guys hold hands and there's nothing wrong with that? Nothing gay.
It actually extends further than India. It's kind of just in that region of the world.
Oh, you think so?
Very much so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could go to Pakistan and men hold hands.
Really?
Yeah. How about we all hold hands?
No, we're not holding hands.
Ricardo, why won't you hold our hand?
First of all, it's the China virus is going around.
China virus.
What is that? Rona.
It's not real.
Corona.
I don't know. Our Ricardo's buddy Trump has it.
Our great leader Kim Jong Trump has the Rona, and his wife. Yo, his wife's kind of sexy though. I'm not gonna.
She hates him.
She hates everybody though.
But see, here's the thing though. You see instances where like he's like pining to try to like hold her forget, and she's just shutting him down. Every second, it just, so funny.
So I've seen clips of Trump before, like when he was a little bit younger. I can see how he can be an attractive person to, you know, women. But at that age, man, I don't know, man. Bro.
I genuinely don't understand the word you just said.
So what I'm trying to say is, at him as a younger person, I can see how women could be attracted to him.
You know, because he's got money.
Well, that and on top of that, he has, you know, long blonde hair and well, he used to.
Who are you talking about? who's the motherfucker who was always in the cologne commercials? Had really long blonde hair.
I don't know names.
What was his name?
Calvin Klein.
No, that was underwear. What was his name? He was in like. Every single cologne commercial there was.
Where are you going with this?
He had blonde hair. Trump has never had blonde hair.
I thought he did have blonde hair. Mm. Okay, that's tomato tomato. It's not. That's besides the point.
Okay, maybe not blonde, but it's maybe like light cheese Cheeto. Light cheese.
Wow.
But what you're saying is, when he was younger, you could see how women were attracted to him.
I mean, especially like when you're that rich, or at least come from money. I mean, you're definitely, you know.
my earliest legit memory of Trump is from the movie Little Rascals. Where did you know he was in that movie?
No.
Oh shit. Yeah, like, oh fuck, was it mid-90s it came out? Where they're about to do the big go-kart race at the end, and Waldo is the spoiled rich kid who's trying to win Darla or whatever, and they're driving, like, first off, who the fuck drives their go-kart from their house to the race? Like, it's no big deal. And everybody just like, yeah, that's cool. Where Waldo calls his dad from his fucking flip phone. And sure enough, his dad is fucking Donald Trump. And of course, what he says is, Waldo, you're the best son money can buy. And it's wow. Like, the fuck? And then, of course, Waldo's response is, thanks, dad. And it's like, oh, Jesus. What are you doing over there?
I'm sending the Snapchat, okay?
Are you sending it to who I think you're sending it to?
Who do you think I'm sending it to?
Be honest here. Josh, do you know who I'm talking about?
Who do you think I'm sending
it
to?
It could be like 12 different people right now. I know.
They may have moved on recently.
They died?
Oh, may they rest in peace.
I know. Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Peace be with you. Nobody's gonna say it back.
Amen.
No. You're a terrible Catholic.
Lorenzo Ferrari.
What? No. You're Catholic. You should know what the response is to that, Ricardo.
What was the question?
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Sorry, my bad. I'm talking about the person he's Snapchatting. Lorenzo Ferrari.
That's amazing. Well
you're,
done.
You know what? You're really good at making up names on the spot.
Is that who it is? Be honest.
Possibly. Here. Look, I haven't sent them in a while. Jeez. Who should I send to?
Well, I think this is a healthy spot where we're going to say, hey, it's time to go to bed. Lorenzo Ferrari. That's amazing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna call it a night.
Yes,
because we can only go down from here.
Yes.
So us here from the Warehouse Rats, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out Senior Ricardo's. A solo podcast, Sober Mind, Intoxicated Tongue.
It is so hard to do a solo podcast.
I'm sorry.
It is. I need help.
Okay. Also, don't forget to check out our live stream, Nerd Corner with Josh, Monday through Thursday.
And if you want to get Mr. Micah, the fluffer, his Facebook, please let us know and give us some feedback. We want to encourage Mr. Micah to get a Facebook and possibly even a what is it called? TikTok.
In the meantime, you can catch me on PH Amateur Live, 10 p.m. Monday.
At 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Don't pay for that. Anyway. So yeah, don't forget, we're on the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter. We're all over the place. We're on Twitch. We're everywhere. So
SandhillCoffee.com, 20% off.
Yeah, use promo code Warehouse Rats.
Yes.
20% off. For good coffee.
Great coffee.
Great coffee.
We'll have Phil back on.
Yes. Phil, we're coming for you.
We're going to your home.
In a good way. No, no. No. Don't scratch that.
Chicago, where we come.
Shh. Hey, this is the Warehouse Rats.
Peace.
We're out.